Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Neyeh Bevaro.
We discussed last week with Siyata Deshmaya Yosef Yer Gimel and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Chanukah Simakuf Lamed Tes. We talked about Halakos and Mitzvah and Din Legabe Achola, that we don't bring the menorah to the bed and then move it into the proper position. Halacha L'maisa, we mentioned the Tshuva L'Lev Chaim Chelek Gimel Kuf Mem Vav. We bring the Chayla to the menorah. And just to insert quickly, the Divrei Torah this evening should contribute with Siyata Deshmaya to the continuous Aliyas and Hashem of Joseph Cohn, Yosef ben Moshe HaKohen, Allah v'Sholom, Echayel Echayel, and Gan Eden Shomayla Mirt Hashem. So tonight, let's take a look at Sif Yedalad. Writes the Baal HaKitzur Shlomo Gantzwin in Sif Yedalad and Simakuf Lametes, Kol Zman Mitzvason, Dahainu Chatzi Shah. All during the course of the mitzvah, when you're makayim alokas neiros during that chatzi shah from the tzisik ochav machetich laregel menashuk, also lehanus meoron, it is forbidden to go and derive any pleasure, any benefit at all from the or of the neiros Chanukah. Now again, let's take note of the lashon, the choice terminology of the kitzur. Kol zman mitzvah, and then he qualified and he said chatzi shah, clearly mashmo, that the din of also lehanus meoron, that one is not allowed to derive benefit from the or of the Neiros Chanukah, lasts the Hemshech of a Chatzi Shah. Now, in all the Achroinim as well, they only seem to talk about that Chatzi Shah. However, the Kitzur Miskesh HaShulchan brings from the Nesivanistas Darachayim, quoting the Eliyahu Rabbo, that the Chatzi Shah is Lavdavka. I'll bring you the Loshim Mikomokam, Ein Lishtamish Loren Gam Laacher Chatzi Shah. Why? Daroa Yomer Demutu Lishtamish Loren Gam Tau Chatzi Shah. I'll be a Shaila Marasai, and someone's going to see that you're deriving a pleasure, a benefit from the order of the Neiros Chanukah, and they're going to mistakenly think that, hey, wait a second, if I see that this Yid, that Reuven is able to go in and use the or of the Neiros Chanukah, and Lav Davka will he say that it's only because they already were lit for Chatzi Shah. So a person might make the mistake that one could perhaps be nena from and be mishtamish with the or even till Chatzi Shah, and therefore it's best to go ahead and never to lacha the Chatzi Shah. You should never go ahead as long as the candles are lit. It continues the Derech Chaim, quoting the Yarambo, v'chein also letatel haneiros bol shadokim, one should not go ahead and move the neiros while they're still lit, afilu lacha the Chatzi Shah. Why? Again, neir haroa shalu so that one doesn't erroneously think that it's mutter to go in and out, take it and use it for your personal use, for your own illumination. Therefore, it's best not to handle it. But again, the Maisa, as the Kitzur Miskesh HaShulchan points out, it's not an Isser that's bought in the Achroinim. They only talk, like the Lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they only talk about Zman Mitzvason, which is limited to that Chatzi Shah. So one is not allowed to go ahead and get an Os. So what do you do if you happen to be working or reading, learning nearby? Therefore, the minig, of course, is, and therefore we place the shamish that we use to go ahead and be malik all the neiros, the shamish there to serve, had to be mishamish. In fact, that's why the Meshech Chokhma writes, and Parshas Lech Lecha, Rameir Simcha from the Vin says, why is the sun called the sun? Why is it called the Shemesh? When it was created initially in Parshas Bereishis, it wasn't called the Shemesh, it was called the Maor HaGadol. We have the Maor HaGadol as a reverence to the sun, and the Maor HaKadon as a reverence to the moon. So, Frank the Meshech Chokhma and Lech Lecha, why is it that the name all of a sudden then changes and it's called the Shemesh? He says, because what happened? People made the mistake, like the Rambam outlines for us in the beginning of his Pesach Mishnayos, in the beginning of Chelek. What happened? People went ahead and they started worshiping, they were serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then they said, hey, wait a second, the Eibishter gave a koach to these Maor HaGadol that's in the heavens up on high. And they said, you know what? So they started worshiping the sun. They were able to see the sun. And they were only serving it initially as them tzoy to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. As time went on, they started serving the sun in its own right. Zek Demesha Chokhma. And therefore, Eibishter says, I'm not going to refer to it ever again as the Maor HaGadol. I don't want to give it a sense of godless fakir. It'll be known as what? The Shemesh. Why the Shemesh? It's just here to be Meshamesh. Just here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the sole function of the sun. Hence, it's called the Shemesh. Anything that's here to be Meshamesh is called the Shemesh. So what do? We have the Shemesh Shedlikabo, and that's placed right alongside it. Kadeshim, Yishtamesh, Etzlan, Yishtamesh, Lara Shemesh. If you happen to be working, learning nearby, you'll go ahead and be using the or of the Shamish and not the or of the other neighbors. You want to make sure to place it either a little bit to the side or a little bit above, or some menorahs even have it below. The point is that it's not b'shur achas, so that it'll be easily recognizable, readily discernible, and that it's not to be counted from the minyan and neiros. And we know that we have lamed vav neiros, 36 neiros. The Sfar Makadoshim talk about Keneged the lamed vav shows that the Or HaGanuz was illuminating the world until the Eibishter was Matznia. The Or HaGanuz, the Or Tzofa now for Tzadikim, and it's Munach, and it carries over us la'asilavu until the Zman in the future. But including the Shabbos, you now have 44, you now have 36. Plus the 8 nights that you added that additional Shamash. So Mamela, we've mentioned the Remez. Where's the first time we have Osios Chanukah appearing on the pages of Chumash? First time we mentioned is in Eliyahu Rabbah. And our Chaim and Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Reishayin, and Sifkot and Yud. It's brought by the Mata Moshe as well. And the Mata Moshe writes in Os Tov Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. And Achelek He writes the Mata Moshe with Eliyahu Rabbah that the first Remez is in Parshas Miketz. And Miketz Perek Mem Gimel Posik Tezayin. We read Tevoach Tevach V'Hachein. And when Yosef made the Suda, that's one of the Mekairos, one of the Ramazim, the Marshal and others, that there's an Indian to be Marbe B'Suda by Chanukah. The first Remez to Chanukah, the Beit HaChumash, is in the context of a Suda. When Yosef says, let's shecht and let's get food prepared for the spies, for these brothers of mine, and we're going to go in and sit down and have a suda. Utzvoach teva vachen, you'll shecht the food and vachen, you'll prepare it. The ches of the second word, tevach, juxtaposed to the ensuing word vachen, vav hei chaf nun, spells the word Chanukah. That's the first mention of Chanukah, but it's the Mata Moshe, the gematria of tvoach tevach is gematria 44, to Haino Remes, to the 44 Neiros of Neiros Chanukah. It's really 36 plus the 8 in the Shamash, and that will give you the 44 A remez already to the neiros as well. So a person is not supposed to get enough from the or. One idea that we mentioned in the past, we know the Megal HaMukos writes that Yosef HaTzadik is Keneged Chanukah. We know the Gimel Ovis correspond to the Gimel Regolim. That's the Tur Nachas Veshchodesh or Chaim Tzof Yedzayin. Hashem his brother, that's the Gro Nader Shliyom Adur to the Son Parshas Bolok. Avram to Pesach Yitzik to Shavuos and Yaakov to Sukkis. I believe it up to this Far Makadoshim who corresponds to Chanukah, who corresponds to Purim v'chulei v'chulei. And writes the Megal HaMukos, Chanukah is Rishchus Yosef HaTzadik. No coincidence, we learned the Haftorah this past week. Havaja Aleph Yurches, Beis Yaakov Leish, Beis Yosef Lahava. Yosef is the Lahava, is the tip of the flame. The Radomsker, the Heiliger Radomsker, Tefer Shlomo, Shams Chanukah, Dafayin Gimel Amad Aleph. Chanukah is Gematria 89. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. Take the Yosef Tzadik. Tzadik is the Gematria 90. Ima Kolel is already Chanukah because Yosef HaTzadik is Chanukah. Who's the protagonist on the pages of Chumash, Vayesh, Miketz, the parshas that always coincide with Chanukah, of course, it's Yosef HaTzadik. After the Gemara and Shabbos, Vamamalikin, my Chanukah, Chafala from Abbas and Shabbos, what's the next shtickle in the Gemara? Chav Gimel Man Aleph, Amarabi Tancha, my Vahabo Reik, Ema Mayim, Amayim Ema, Vanachosha Krovim Yeshbo, it's by Yosef HaTzadik. Frek the Tor Tamim and the Meshachochma, what's the Smichos? Yosef is Chanukah. That's the Remez of the Mata Moshe, and that's Eliyahu Rabbah. Yosef HaTzadik is Chanukah. Mamela, the Parshios, he's the one occupying the spotlight. He's the Gemara that comes right after my Chanukah. He's the Remez of Chanukah. And not only that, but what's the first title that he's given? He is called the Ben Zekunim. So, Rashi Alpi Unklus, Bar Chokim, Zayin Koni HaChokhma. And Mamela writes to Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Baalei HaTosfos in his Sefer Shalatayra, writes to the Sefer Gematrios, Lemaharashmi Lublin, Ben Zekunim is spelled Chosar Vav. Ben Zekunim Chosar Vav is Ben Zayin Konim. Who's the Ben of the Zayin Konim of the Menaira? And Ben Zekunim, Zayin Konim, Menaira, Chida Yaris Davash, Kayadua, Keneged the Zayin Chochma Sheva Olam. Who is the one who's the first one called the Chocham? Ben Zekunim. And that's Keneged the Zayin Konim, a Chocham. And that's Ben Zekunim. Amelo, even power recognizes. Why does he call him Tzavdus Panech? Because he never saw a Chocham v'novon kamocha. He is the Chocham. That's Keneged the Zayin Chochmes. And that is Yosef HaTzadik. And we're not even done. Who does Yosef marry? Tardionis Amazio, Parshas Vayechi, and the Pirkei Lozer, Pirkei Lamed Ches, the Radal Rav Dov Lori even writes that this shidduch was destined from Sheshes and Mebereshes. Yosef marries Osnas. Vayikaches Osnas, and Osnas Aleph Samech Nun Sof is Gematria. 511. How much is that? That is, you take the Zion Konim, Ben Zakunim. He's Ben Zakunim. We already had the Remez. Because Chokhmah is Gematria 73. And how many Chokhmahs are there? Seven. Chokhmah 73 times 7 is 511. Gematria Osnas. Yosef takes Osnas because Yosef is Ben Zakunim, Ben Zion Konim of the Menorah. Yosef is the one under the spotlight. Vayishamikit, Shamas Chanukah. Yosef is the one, Mamela, Megalamukas, that corresponds to Chanukah. Yosef is the Chocham, Ein Chocham and Oman Kamocha. He is the Chochmah. And that, of course, is the Halig of Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar, Maimer Beis, where the Bnei Yisoschar tells us that Yosef Atzadik who marries Osnas, that's Gematria 511. And the Baal HaTurim tells us, the Parshas Vayishlach, last week's Parsha, what's the symbol of Yosef? The shore. Shore Karen Yosef. Yovan said what? Bracious Rabbah, Beis Dalek, Kisul Lachem. How Karen Ashor, Ein Lechelek. Who is Chanukah? Karen Ashor. Shore, Gematria, Karen Yosef, Bracious Rabbah Beis Dalet, Hechshichu Einayim Shoy Yisrael, that's what Yevon was all about. So right in the Keren Ashor, but who is the Koach of the Keren Ashor? Yosef, Bechor Shor Hondolova, Karnei Reim Karnov, Keren Ashor, that's the Koach of Yosef HaTzadik, Abifrat, Mamela continues the Heilig of Bnei Soschar. Yosef HaTzadik is sent down, where sent to Goshna? Goshna, Neskadol HaYashom, writes the Bnei Soschar, Maimer Hey. He sent to Goshna, Neskadol HaYashom. Let's flip back now. That's a Maimer Dalet, writes the Heilig of Bnei Soschar. Yosef is the Tzad Keneged Antiochus. Antiochus embodies what Yavin's all about. The Melech, Melech backwards, Kulav. Who is the Melech of Yavin? Gematria 156, Antiochus. Antiochus 156. Melech Yavin 156. Who's the Zel of Masa? Yosef. Yosef Gematria 156, as we would expect. He's on one side, Zelu Maseh, fighting Antiochus and Melech Yovan is Davka the Koch of Yosef HaTzadik. They targeted what? Poshtu Yudeim and Mamoinam. Obib no Seim, the kids have told us in Kufla Matas and Tzavalev and again in Tzav Gimel. As the Mishnah Berurah does, the Tavrei Shayin and Sivkot and Aleph based on the Ram Ochas Chanukah Paragim Alocha Aleph Poshe Yedeim Ibnoseihem. They went after the daughters. Yosef is masaking that gives us a koach to have Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher to have Nochmalos and Eila told us Yaakov Yosef Ayudei his koach and not succumbing Tashus Potifar. He guarantees told us that's the son of Rebbe Nevi Sholem. That's the Satmarov and Devar Yol. That's the Rahudner Pachad Yitzchok and Pesach Hamaimer Memtes and Machanukah and Maimer Hey and Sukkos. The idea who gave us told us that's Yosef. Meilan Chanukah. What do we find in Meimatas Yoban Yochanan? It all comes down to Yochanan. What is Yochanan? When you take the chain of Yosef and insert it into Yovan, you spell Yochanan. It all started from Yochanan. The chain of Yosef into Yochanan. Any coincidence? Brochus Dav Chopa Metzia Peidalad Amrab Yochanan on a Mizar de Yosef Kasina Delo Shaltaway Navisha. Because Yosef knew what to look at and what not to look at. Yosef knew that you don't look at the woman of Mitzrayim. Also, was that from Mela, we have a miracle. Zuck the Bnei Yisoschar Maimer Hei, Zuck the Arizal. And the Kutei Torah and Shar Psukim, that the miracle of Chanukah took place where in Tzion. Tzion is Gematria 156, Gematria Yosef, Gematria Antiochus, Gematria Melech Yavon. But it's better than that. How do you make Tzion? You need what? The Koch of Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadi, Tzadi Gematria Chanukah. You need the Koch of the Tzadi. Make it the prefix. If that's the beginning, then you could even join Yavon, because you have to look in the Yavis, you're going to be all ashamed. Take it Tzadi of Yosef HaTzadik. Now join it to Yavon. What do you spell? Tzion. That's the Tzidkus of Yosef Befrat, juxtaposed to Yavon. That's Tzion. That's where the miracle took place. And what do you think the Gematria is? 156, because that's Gematria Yosef. So that's where Yosef is. Yosef is Mamash Chanukah. He is the Chocham. So now let's put it all together. Why are we not allowed to get Hanah from the R? Because Yavon is what? Bracious Rabba Beis Dalid. Yavon Choshech Ze Yavon Shech Shech Weineim Shel Yisrael. Right on the Keren Ashor, that's the Koch of Yosef in the Chelig Lokei Yisrael. But Yosef comes. And Yosef is the koch of Chanukah. It's the koch of the Emistika Chochmah. He had the Zion Chochmah. He's Ben Zakunim. He's Bar Chokim. Zion Kanei Menorah. Yosef is what? He tells us how to use our eyes and how not to use our eyes. Tikkun HaBris Shmir Sei Yesod. Even in Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik lights up the eyes. But what? You can look at the Neiros and Yosef is the Lahava. Vajra Aleph Yud Ches. He is Beis Yaakov Leish. Beis Yosef Lahava. But you got to know what? We don't look at the Neiros. We don't look at the Neiros. And we have Choshech Zayyabon Echshich when Neiros Yisrael. We don't look at the Neiros. This is the Shemira of the Koch HaDein. I am also L'shtamesh L'oiron. Habadamela, we take the koach ha-pnimi, the pnimi is the kechein of Yosef, and that is when you take the chein, tiyelva, that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, the woman, heavy Mr. Kuli be, they can look at me, Rabbi Yochanan says, and brochus chafabe mentsia pedalit, why? Because on him is the Yosef tasina and kasina de lo salta be nabisha, I and her is not sholed in Yosef, because Yosef knew how to use his koach ria, mina kenegamina, no koach ria, no I and her can go and be sholed on Yosef on tzaddik. Any coincidence, by the way, the story of Hanukkah, we know it also from Yosefin. What is Yosefin? Josephus? Yosefin is what? When you add Yosef to Yavin, you have Yosefin. Oh, see, Yosef, nothing's coincidental. It's all the koach of Yosef HaTzadik. That's Megal HaMukas, that's Keneged Hanukkah, that's the Mene Yisoschar, that's the koach. To know what to look at and what not to look at, let's look into those neiros, but not be nana from those neiros. You have to know how to look and not see. And that's the koch of Yosef HaTzadik. That's Yosef, that's Hanukkah. Have an amazing night. And Frank Hanukkah, and Kaddish. Amen.